Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, good afternoon. The live cattle and feeder cattle sharply higher this morning. We were over $4 higher in some of the feeder cattle contracts, but a lot of green today. The April lives are up 60 at 149. The first notice day, April 4th, is next Monday, so we're getting close to that. June live cattle, $1.62 higher at 138.40. The August up $1.20 at 138.50. So higher on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were 62 higher in the March at 156.72. They expire on Thursday the 31st, so just two more days. The feeder cattle index is currently 155.11, which is about $1.60 below the March futures. April feeders up $3.70 at 164.52. The May's up $4.45 here at 166.67. And then the June, or lean hogs, April down $1.55 at 106. The June's down $1.45 at 124.65. I know there's a lot of attention being paid to these various spreads. There's some June versus December seasonal hog spreads on. They haven't been doing very well, but that June D spread was down $1.12. Also on the live cattle spreads, lots of action there. The June August live cattle is up 42 today, down 10 cents, -10 cents. So a lot of action on the spread front.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
The grain futures were down sharply, especially this morning. We were limit down in the first 2 months of corn before bouncing back. Beans ended up today down about 20 to 22 cents. November at 14.47 as 22 off the lows. And then the wheat futures down about 80 points at one point early this morning, but we finished 45 and a quarter lower in July at 10.24. September down 42 and three quarters at 10.21. And so the Kansas City wheat futures, they did come back, but it was pretty disappointing. They got all the way down to 9.93, which is the lowest level since the beginning of March, when the wheat market was on a terror. The cotton futures today ended up down about 2 cents in July and May, and then December down 26 at 111.04. All this news about the kind of de-escalation between Russia and Ukraine, and then another group saying that they're just pulling back to regroup. And I don't know exactly what will happen. The Ukrainians said that they might begin wheat exports in the month of April. So I think that weighed on the market. Got a little bit of weather forecast in some parts of the plains. So that could help. Overall, just kind of a deleveraging here across the board in the grains. The stock market, on the other hand, was up sharply. Dow Jones up about 300. S&P's up 52. Crude oil's down a buck. At one point, it was down about $7.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.